Let's talk a little bit about locally advanced disease, because at the ESMO meeting last fall, we saw the PACIFIC study, a major phase 3 study looking at checkpoint inhibitor durvalumab in the consolidation setting after chemo radiation. Really, I mean, to me, it was like an adjuvant trial and changed practice in a second. It seemed like it anyhow. Can you go through kind of the background for that study, what they looked at, what they found, and what you think it means?
Well, this really has a groundbreaking trial. It's true. It's the question of consolidation treatment after chemoradiotherapy in stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer. And this is an area where we haven't seen any progress for more than 15 years. So the only improvement in management of this group of patients has been the introduction of simultaneous chemoradiotherapy. Well, the concept was very simple. So patients with locally advanced non-small cell lung cancer received chemoradiotherapy. If they were doing well, they were randomized to immunotherapy with durvalumab, or they were randomized to placebo. And there were two co-primary endpoints, which were progression-free survival, and the other one was overall survival. And so far, we only have seen the progression-free survival. This was impressively improved in favor of those patients who received durvalumab as a consolidation treatment. We even have seen an improvement in response after receiving chemoradiotherapy, and we have seen a significant prolongation of the time to metastasis, which is a very clinically relevant endpoint. Now, looking on tolerability, we have been very afraid of using immunotherapy in this setting of patients because there is the risk of lung toxicity. But when you select the patients and when you look on the data of the PACIFIC trial, the incidence rate of pulmonary toxicity related to durvalumab was very, very low. And now we have seen that there is a second press release that the trial also met the secondary co-primary endpoint of overall survival. So we do not only have a significant improvement in progression-free survival, we have an improvement in overall survival. We are going to see the data on one of the fall meetings, probably on the World Lung Cancer in Toronto. And this really would mark a substantial improvement in the management of stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer.